Earlier this month, WNYC and partners launched the Harlem Heat Project to measure how hot it gets in the homes of residents who don't have air conditioning and what sort of health risks they face as a result. Right now, as New York City enters its eighth day of a heat wave, WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez brings us our first installment, what it's like to live in public housing where air-conditioned apartments are particularly hard to come by.
There's a debate among Harlem residents. If you don't have air conditioning, does your apartment stay cooler with the windows open or closed?
Windows closed. Because you could feel the sun if you leave the window open.
You will suffocate in here if you close these windows.
I'll close the windows. I have my fan. I'll be okay.
I've never had air conditioning in our apartment. So we just open our windows and put up with the noise.
This debate is particularly meaningful to public housing tenants. Almost 90% of New Yorkers have air conditioning in their homes, but less than half of public housing apartments do. That's tens of thousands of some of the lowest income residents without air conditioning. Tammy, who has lived in public housing her whole life, couldn't afford her first AC unit until she was well into her 30s. And it was a big deal when she brought it home.
A brand new big AC. But it took a long time to get to that point.
Public housing residents who want an air conditioner need to get approval from the New York City Housing Authority. You have to pay to remove the bars from the windows to make room for the machine and pay to get it professionally installed. Tenants have to show the Housing Authority the receipt. And there's a fee, $120 a year for each window unit.
And then it's just like an ongoing surcharge forever, as far as I know, because I tried to find out, well, how long does this go on?
Electricity for public housing tenants is included in their rent. So the air conditioning fee is meant to offset some of the extra electricity use. A Housing Authority spokesman says the agency is on the brink of financial crisis with $17 billion in unmet capital needs. Still, the usage fee is too expensive for some tenants. Tammy has another air conditioner. The Housing Authority doesn't know about it. She didn't ask for approval, and she's not paying for it.
Many people looking at people that live in public housing think, you know, like, oh, these people are trying to get over whatever. Maybe they're just hot and they can't afford that.
If the Housing Authority finds out, they can make Tammy pay retroactively. That's why we're not using her real name. And they do find out, says Tammy's neighbor.
They come here and they look at your apartment and they count.
Veronica Moss is sitting in the courtyard of the public housing complex with a friend. We're looking up at all the windows.
They count. They do. They count.
What do you mean they count what?
They count your AC.
There's a letter assigned to each window on the first floor of the building. So if you look up at the 21-story tower, you can see which apartments have air conditioning and check them against a list of approved ACs. A spokesman for the Housing Authority says illegal units can overwhelm the electrical system and cause power outages. And he says there's no law that requires the agency to provide AC in the summer, the way there is a law that requires them to provide heat in the winter. But Pratap Ramamurthy says there should be a law. He studies urban climate at City College of New York.
The Housing Authority, you know, or the government, they build these huge constructions. And people inside these apartments are exposed to a very high heat stress.
The WNYC data news team wanted to find out how hot it actually gets in their homes. So we built temperature sensors for Harlem residents. We just started this experiment, so it's still too early to get the full picture. But so far, homes are reaching 90 and sometimes 95 degrees. That's the feels-like temperature when you factor in heat and humidity. And when it gets cooler outside, like at night, we found it stays hot inside.
I live on the 17th floor, and you cannot live in my apartment without AC in the summertime. It's just impossible.
Except that people do.
Yeah, except in many of these apartments, we find that people actually do, which is really, really, really bad.
The health department estimates 140 New Yorkers died from excess heat in 2013. That's the same number of pedestrians who were killed by cars that year.
So if you're worried about people dying of car accidents, then you should be worried about people dying because of heat.
And deaths are just one measure. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 600 New Yorkers go to the hospital each year for serious heat illnesses.
Nausea, rapid heartbeat.
That's Michelle Holmes.
This past week when we had the heat wave, we went through those issues.
She and her daughter can't afford an AC unit.
Cramps in our legs. Basically almost passing out in our apartment.
They live in a two-bedroom on the sixth floor of Polo Grounds Towers. It's a massive public housing complex built on the site of the old New York Giants baseball stadium. Holmes is in her 50s, and she's a student at City University of New York. She went back to college recently because she wants to start a community advocacy nonprofit. Holmes is on disability, a fixed income.
You see these air conditioners on sale, $200, $300. I can't get a $300 air conditioner.
Holmes is on team Windows Open. She does have a fan, but she says it doesn't do much.
If you stand in front of that fan with water all over your face, stand in front of it 5 minutes, it just blew the water on the wall.
The fan is covered in black soot. It's coming in through the open windows from a generator that's outside of her apartment. It's been supplying electricity to the entire complex since May.
Let me see if it's going to come out.
The soot has stained her plastic dishes. She soaks them all in bleach and tries to scrub it out.
Even my grandson's pacifiers.
And bleach doesn't remove the dirt from the air.
So for us to get cool air, we have to breathe this in.
Holmes has asthma. Stuck without air conditioning, opening the windows or closing them are both bad options. But she says opening the windows at least lets in a breeze. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
The Harlem Heat Project is a collaboration with AdaptNY and ICChange.org. Funding for WNYC's Resilience Reporting is provided by the Rockefeller Foundation. More info at rockfound.org.